Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Only one and I won't.
Oh!
Wanna be around.
So I was stalking Emma Watson, that's Twitter stalking. And I noticed yesterday she posted, or actually Kid Nation noticed, can we take a minute to talk about how amazing the Leon Bridges album Coming Home is? It's making my day every day getting ready for work.
Nice.
Not that.
Leon Bridges will be on our show today.
Yay.
About 2 hours away, a little less than that. We talked to him the other day and he sat down and he is such a cool dude.
He's in his 20s. I know his voice doesn't sound like it. He's in his 20s.
A year ago, he's washing dishes and just playing for free at coffee shops and wherever he can get.
And
get
now
into.
He's doing ACL both weekends.
He's a busboy 1 year ago, now.
That's how quickly things can change.
He may have bust your tables at a restaurant.
Man, Jenna, your friend went to check him out at ACL
last night. No, he's at ACL, and then during the week sometimes they film TV specials. So he, Leon, did ACL live last night, which is just him for an hour, and they do it for a TV special. So he's a big deal. My friend said it was awesome.
Which means if you're going to work right now and you're doing something, you're like, man, I hope I'm not doing this for the rest of my life. It could change.
Al, why don't we have auditions for your bus boys?
Yeah, right?
Let's see. Hey.
It could change.
Why don't you start singing bus boys?
Yes.
Why don't you start that?
Bus boy idol.
Like, I bet you the people that worked with Leon had no idea he was going to be this big.
Might be a good idea. I like it, Kelly.
When are we going to audition them?
Let's start next week.
Yeah.
Kind of busy this week.
How many positions are you trying to fill right now? Al, every day comes in. I got to fire
somebody.
Every day.
Al fires more people than Donald Trump. You fired somebody yesterday?
See? Told you. Every day.
I know nothing about business and entrepreneurship.
Me neither do I,
like,
apparently.
Shouldn't this probably go back to the hiring? If you fire a lot, doesn't this start
because
with the hiring?
When I waited tables, we didn't have that much turnover.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
We had the people, they stayed for a while.
Right.
My training at the restaurant I worked for was like a month long before I was allowed on the floor.
Here's the
training
thing.
And you weed out people that
Here's the thing. You've got half of your, a third of your employees in the restaurant business, or at least this has been my experience. You've got a third that are there for years.
Sure.
Like they're there thick and thin. They ride out the good times and the bad times. And then you have
your seasonals.
It's almost like seasonal work. Like,
where do you find these seasonal workers?
They come in. I mean, we put ads on Craigslist or whatnot. Sometimes they just go up and down the street, and you can see them. Literally, they go from one restaurant to the other, fill out an application. I can watch them. They go from mine to the one across the street to this one, and it's just a matter of who hires them first, and then they get hired, and then they go to they get another offer somewhere else. Oh, I didn't make any money this weekend. Maybe I'll try this place, or whatever.
Do they have like a monster.com for a restaurant?
Yeah.
Sure, they do.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You're going to Craigslist.
Whatever. I mean, Craigslist. We put ads in colleges. We put ads in culinary schools.
Anywhere.
Just wherever. Yeah. Junior colleges.
How did the firing go?
I didn't do it personally. But
he never does it.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Why not?
I don't like
that's to. Good.
He waits until it's time to make the schedule and they come up and their name's not on it.
That's how you do it.
Sometimes.
Do you have a manager fire?
Sometimes. Yeah. So it's hard. I hate firing people. I really, really do.
But you love hiring them.
I love it.
Because you're the good guy when you're hiring them.
Yeah.
You're the hero.
I don't do a lot of hiring. I might recommend, but I don't do a lot of that.
What is your screening process like?
I mean, we do.
What's your name?
Be honest.
It depends on how bad we need somebody. Like, it does. Like, if you need somebody, like, really bad, I'll look at the guy, like, okay, he looks good. Hire him, like, right now.
Hold on. You could potentially hire somebody who is on the run from another state for a horrible crime.
It's a big game tonight.
Potentially. I hired a guy. I hired a guy Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
He started Wednesday. I hired him Tuesday. And he was a brother of one of my door guys, one of my bouncer guys.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, man, my brother's looking for a job. I said, is he a good guy?
What's the brother going to say?
You'd be amazed, Kelly. Sometimes people say, well.
We'll define good.
How about what's he doing now for work?
I did. And I still, he had to come in and fill an application like everybody else.
Sure.
But I said, bring him on in because it's football season. We need people.
Okay.
So I did. And we hired him. He started Wednesday. He's been working fine for 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. So we'll see. But, you know,
is there anybody on the radar right now that might get fired next week?
There's always somebody on the radar.
Oh, step it up.
How many employees?
Step it up at the mat, please.
30.
30. You had like 5 the other week.
I had 5 waitresses, maybe, but, you know, kitchen.
Oh, overall.
You know, overall. And from morning until, you know, 2 in the morning, 2 shifts.
So you're hiring,
security.
Basically.
Yeah, almost always hiring. Yeah. You're almost always hiring, especially if you find somebody that's a quality person.
Yeah.
Or what you think is a quality
What Al does is he waits till we get interns, and then he steals them.
He poaches.
Yeah. He poaches our interns.
I do.
That's fine, because our interns don't get paid.
Yeah, but then they're not going to be permanent either, because they normally go back to school.
True.
Because they're interns.
The standard shelf life for a waitress, waiter is not a long, long time. Usually they're doing it as a bridge to something else. They just lost it. Usually. Not
I
all
don't
the
know.
Time. Not all the time.
Speaking of bridges, Leon Bridges, 8:45.
Not all the time. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm rambling. Yeah, y'all can get me talking about this, and I can talk about it.
Al gets excited about his bar. It's fine. The first 8 episodes of season 6 kick off on Sunday for The Walking Dead. Sunday, October 11th, 9/8 Central on AMC. And Andrew Lincoln, who's one of the stars of the show. You know, they're never allowed to give us more than a small tease when there's a new season of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But Andrew, who plays Rick Grimes, he says it's going to get super bloody for us.
Hopefully it won't be me or my close family, but actually we've got some horrendous deaths occurring, sadly. Last season we had 967 zombies in the whole season. In 6 episodes we've had 2,500 zombies, so there's a bit of an outbreak at the moment.
Oh.
So lots of main character deaths.
Bit of an outbreak at the moment.
Yeah, had an outbreak. And Victor Cruz, the NFL player, with the
with 200 girlfriends.
Allegedly.
Plethora of groupies.
So average. is that average?
I hope not.
I think that's way above average. That's a lot.
Well,
there are plenty of girls willing to be that.
Yeah. But man, 200.
Right. That's a lot. Even for a player.
Yeah.
I mean, like Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods was a player.
He had like 15.
Yeah, like 10 or 15. Right. Or at least 10 or 15 came forward. But yeah, 200.
200.
Too much to keep track of, I would think.
Well, Victor's got a cologne sponsorship.
I'm sure.
And there's a behind-the-scenes video from the fragrance commercial. Does this make you want to buy it more or less? I'll get your answer after, Big Al.
And success beyond the game is the campaign, and it's just about, you know, what you do as a man off the field, how you carry yourself, what type of person are you beyond the game, and that's what these fragrances embody as well.
Is this like the Axe body spray commercials?
Boy. I wish they were more honest.
How to hoe? How to hoe cologne? Yeah. Like, you know, because you don't want to go home smelling like your woman.
Yeah.
Like, shh, 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 shh. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Isn't that any cologne?
The Idaho. You might need some, yeah.
And Jenna and I were laughing about this after the show yesterday. Please take a listen to this 911 call.
I heard it was on Fallon. I posted it on my Instagram.
Oh, man.
All right, let's hear it.
This is a guy in Ohio calling 911.
Shout out.
All right.
What is your emergency?
I need help.
What's the problem?
I'm too high.
You're too high?
Yeah.
What'd you take?
I can't feel anything.
Your what?
I can't feel anything.
Okay, what did you take?
Weed. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What's your name? Is there anyone there with you?
Yeah, they don't know.
Okay, how old are you?
22.
Are they going to be able to answer the door for us?
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, we'll send an ambulance right over to check you out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
He sounds like he's going to cry.
He does. He can't feel anything. He's freaking out because he's so high. Kids don't do drugs.
He's so high, he's numb.
Upon arriving at the scene, police found him on the floor, surrounded by Doritos, Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, and Chips Ahoy cookies.
No, the quote from the police department was, they found him in a plethora of Doritos.
A pile. He was laying in the fetal position in a pile of snacks.
He was swimming in Doritos.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I love it. I love news stories like this. It's so funny. He was laying in a pile Doritos with Dorito paws, and he couldn't feel his fingers.
Why can't you feel your fingers?
Because I'm high!
Taylor Swift.
Oh, man.
You can't make that stuff up.
Yeah. Not a lot to do in Ohio, guys.
Shout out, Ohio.
Ohio!
So all week long, we've been giving you the clues. Where in the world is Taylor Swift? Now, if you got to narrow it down, you surely know that there are two cities left on your little sheet. Right?
Yeah.
And you're like, how am I going to guess between this two? Well, we'll give you one final clue right now so that you can get the actual city we're going to send you to.
All right.
So you can check out Taylor Swift. Again, we're just giving you the clue. You don't have to call yet. But today's clue, where we're not sending you, Taylor Swift is not in Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay.
I repeat, she is not by Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide.
Got it.
So you should have all the information you need if you've been keeping track.
Exactly. And we'll have you call again. We're going to take guesses in about 50 minutes, less than that, 45 minutes from winning a trip to the 1989 World Tour. Probably the final time you'll get to see Taylor Swift in a long time. She's taking a break. Now, we got to get to this. Why did Kelly Raspberry surprise an elementary school class yesterday afternoon?
Why did you do that, Kelly?
Why?
Remind me, I forgot. No, I'm kidding.
And how long did it take her to get out of there? All these questions will be answered next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, you were out and about.
I was out and about. Yes, we got a letter from, we love getting letters from listeners. I love getting handwritten letters, love getting emails, messages. We can't see all of them.
Yeah, we try.
Handwritten letters we see more of. I mean,
sure,
we don't get as many of those.
They stand out more.
So unusual to get one. Yeah.
So we did get a letter from Mrs. Ramirez. She's a bilingual teacher at FP Calais Elementary. And she likes to set goals for her kids, she was telling us in her letter.
Okay.
And she rewards them with a unique experience when they achieve their goals. So she set this goal for her class. It was reading goals. And 15 of her students met those goals. So she's going to reward them.
Great.
And yesterday I stopped by her classroom to surprise the kids.
They had to improve their fluency and their comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a specific goal based on their needs. And if they met their goal, I promised them something.
Oh, do you know what she promised you, or was it just something cool? Oh, to the movies? Well, I've got a surprise. Because our friends at the Studio Movie Grill, do you know what that movie theater is? Where you get to sit and eat, and there's a real fancy button on your table, and you press it, and they bring you food and drinks and stuff. That's pretty cool, right? Well, our friends over there said they would be very honored to support your efforts in reading, and they're going to give you movie tickets and popcorn and drinks all for free. For you 15 students who accomplish your goals, for your chaperones, for Mrs. Ramirez, and you're going to go see Hotel Transylvania 2.
Yay!
Isn't that cool?
Thank you!
Well, thank your teacher, too, because this was her idea, right?
Thank you!
And you know, there's something Mrs. Ramirez doesn't know. We like surprising the teacher sometimes, too, right?
Yes.
Well, we contacted your principal. Who loves their principal? She just happens to be standing right there, Mrs. Pantoja. And she asked your students to write down what you have meant to them as a teacher. And some of them, I think, are going to read their letters to you right now.
Aww. Dear Ms. Ramirez, you are special because you help all the kids. You are beautiful and wonderful and favorite teacher. Your class is best and special. I love you, Ms. Ramirez.
Aww. That's so sweet. Who else wants to read a letter?
Dear Ms. Ramirez, you are our wonderful best teacher, and you love us. We like your class. We think you are special. I like being your help.
Aww.
I think that you are my best teacher because you help me and you help all of us.
This is the third year that we have been together. So we started together in kinder, then we moved to first, and now we're in second grade together. So
that's great that they get to stay with the same teacher. Is that something is that usual? I mean, usually don't you trade teachers? Why do you get to stay with the same students?
When I was in kinder, I fell in love with them, so I asked if I could move to first grade, and then in first grade, the parents were the ones talking to the principal, asking for me to move with them to second grade. So
That is great. And can you tell us what it is, what it means to you to have your kids accomplish a goal like this? Because, you know, you set a goal for them and they actually accomplished it.
I feel so accomplished when they accomplish something because I see my work reflected in them. So for most of them to meet their goals and know that they're going to get something that they have never experienced before.
What is that, Kelly?
Kelly, turn your damn.
What is that? What is that, Kelly? What is that?
You should have seen me looking around the room giving stink eye.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at who left their phone on.
And you know that it's not the kids' phone because they're in second grade, right?
Second grade.
So keep playing.
Keep playing? Okay.
Kelly.
Here's our very tender moment.
It's just, I don't know, it breaks my heart.
That's me, the radio professional, with her cell phone going off.
Oh,
in
my
the
gosh.
How many of you kids aren't allowed to bring phones to school, right?
I don't think any of them do.
Well, Miss Raspberry just broke the school rule. Does that mean I have to get punished? No, I don't have to get punished. Thank you, darling. You're going to give me a free pass because I'm a visitor? Thank y'all so much. And y'all have fun at that movie, okay? I haven't even gotten to see it yet.
Bye.
Say thank you, Studio Movie Grill.
Thank you, Studio Movie Grill.
Say, thank you, Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you, Kelly Raspberry.
No, you
did. Oh, I love
you
hearing
did
that.
It.
Thank
oh, you.
You.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
They're so cute.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I was about to tear up.
Yeah.
Around the middle of the most heartfelt moment.
That was Kid Craddock calling you. I want you to know that.
Actually, I don't even know the number. I didn't recognize it. I was like, who is calling me?
So Mrs. Ramirez has been with that class since kindergarten.
Isn't that sweet?
Second grade now, right?
In the school, a lot of non-English speaking students. And so they're learning, and she has been with them the whole way. So some of these kids started in kindergarten not speaking a word of English. And here they are, not only speaking it, but reading it and writing it. It's huge.
I'm not sure she understands what an impact she's making in these kids' lives. Because I was that kid when I was in third grade when I moved to this country. And out of all the teachers that I've had my whole life, I, to this day, wish I could find Mrs. Martin.
Well, try.
I've tried. I don't know where she, because I don't have her first name. I was in third grade.
Yeah.
And she was the one that taught me how to speak English. She was
the school.
They have records of that.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Big Alan, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, can you guys help me?
If I find her before the end of the show.
Yeah, I've never thought about hitting up the school.
Wow, I could call the school?
Or this Facebook thing.
He doesn't know her first
I don't know her first name. I just know it's Mrs. Martin. And she was like, I think she was in her 50s back then.
So you're thinking she's dead?
No, I don't think she's dead, but I think she's getting up there. I hope not. Don't say that.
No, it's a circle of life.
Oh, man.
Rest in peace, Miss Martin.
No.
Oh, that was sweet.
That's really sweet, Kelly.
Thank you to the kids.
That was very
told
nice.
Them all to be listening. So if you're listening.
Congratulations,
and thank you to Mrs. Pencoya and Mrs. Ramirez.
Hola, señora Ramirez.
Yes.
Beautiful thing.
Like
we love our teachers.
Second grade rocks.
Second grade does rock.
Kids are still so sweet. They don't sass.
You know what else rocks? Money.
Playing Beat the Bank rocks.
Money rocks.
How would you like to win up to $1,000? All you got to do is stay in the bank vault as long as you can and make sure it doesn't close on you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What number would you like, Kelly?
I want to be different. 23.
23.
Nice.
I just added 10 to 13. That's what I did,
just
if you're
sure
wondering.
Why not.
Ah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank.
No way.
Beat the bank. Oh. Starbucks for life. Vacations are nice. No more work. Let's all twerk.
If you're watching Kid TV, we apologize.
Just don't twerk.
What are you having Elena do?
That rap is courtesy of Kristen Newland. Thank you, Kristen Newland.
This needs to go in your permanent
this is
file.
Awful.
What are you doing?
I have static cling on my back, so I brought our phone screener, Elena Davies, in so she could rub my back with lotion to get rid of my...
Can I ask Elena something real quick? Why are you making that disgusting face?
There's just like a small patch of hair.
That's my ass, bro.
You can't say that.
It's, oh my gosh.
I mean, I just didn't expect this coming into today.
Yeah.
You want to take a selfie with that, Elena?
What did you expect?
Elena's got hairy palm now.
She rubbed lotion on my back. Thank you very much, Elena.
That is, I don't think.
Your phone screener does.
If we had human resources, I'd have you go sit down and file.
Thank you very much,
that.
Elena. I have a very clean back, by the way.
Lucky for us, Elena was able to get our caller before coming in here and rubbing lotion on you, Al.
I couldn't get to it, man. I can't rub lotion on my own back, but I had a static clean thing.
Why don't you ask Kelly?
I don't know. Kelly ain't gonna do it.
Hey, Katrina Green, how you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm great. How are y'all?
We're doing great. You're calling number 23. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I've been trying to get on for months.
Oh, see? Finally happened. All you gotta do is not give up. Tell us a little bit.
Persistence pays off.
Right? tell us about yourself, Katrina.
Well, I am 33. I'm a single mom. I have a 12-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter. Both of them are straight-A students and involved in sports, so I stay very busy on top of working full-time and put the stress on the finances, but I love to see them smile. So.
Well, let's give your kids some love for straight-A's. What are their names?
My son is AJ, and my daughter is Shaylee.
AJ and Shaylee. Green. All right, straight-A students. Good
straight
job.
Straight-A right there.
Good job.
Yeah, we're going to toot their horn a little bit.
Deserve it.
Straight A's deserve that.
That's mom.
I didn't make straight A's in second grade. I did in second grade at William Brown Miller. But I haven't
done it. I made straight A's all through school, and now they seem to be taking after me, so I'm proud.
Up after mama.
Toot. Hey. Now we'll toot the horn.
Yeah, toot whenever you got a toot, Katrina. That's what I'm feeling.
All right, baby.
Here's how the game works. Katrina, we're going to put you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker's here. Sometimes he's a little grouchy. All you got to do is listen to this guy throwing money amounts your way. When you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, all you got to do is yell stop, even if it's $1,000, because if you don't, and the door closes on you.
Nothing.
That's right.
Katrina knows how to play this game.
She's been wanting to play for months.
All right, Katrina.
I do know how to play the game. Hey, how is Al feeling?
Oh,
I'm glad you asked, Katrina.
He was off yesterday. Just remember that.
I was off yesterday, Katrina. I was off. It's Friday, Katrina. Bankers typically are in a little bit better mood on Friday, typically.
How do you feel, Al?
You.
I feel good. Gooder.
Oh, my God.
Good. I feel good.
Not tested today?
Not great, but good. I feel
so good.
Enthusiastic and good.
All right. That was a long explanation for him to just say good.
Gooder.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
All right.
Gooder.
That's why he didn't make straight A's.
There's Gooder. Your answer, Katrina. All right, Katrina. You're playing for AJ and Shaylee. Let's win you some money and play
Beat the Bank.
$160 $250 $300 $340 $380 $420
Katrina.
Big Al, Mac.
Oh, Katrina, it's all my fault.
Oh, Al.
Katrina.
This is all my fault,
hello.
Katrina.
So,
hello.
Oh, she can't hear us. She said she lost us.
Hello, Katrina.
Katrina, you there?
Katrina?
Hello.
Hello.
Maybe she hit her mute button.
Did she hit her mute button?
Katrina.
Oh, Katrina.
She's just...
Katrina!
Katrina!
I completely lost y'all. My phone went, I couldn't hear anything.
Can you hear us now?
Well, we don't have good news for you, Katrina.
It shut on me, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, at $420.
Oh,
man.
Sorry, Katrina.
Tell your kids to stay in school and keep those grades up.
Oh,
they don't have to now.
Hey, how about, just because it's Friday, how about 10,000 bonus points
from
the Kid Craddock Board? What? 10,000 bonus points. That's not bad,
That's
Katrina.
A little extreme.
After you said you were feeling good and everything.
I want to make it up to her, you know?
I was like, keep going.
I feel so good.
Higher.
Oh, I'm sorry, Katrina.
I feel terrible, Katrina.
You have a good weekend, though, and thank you so much for playing. Hey, you could still play, though. You could still call us.
Play again.
Now you know the trick.
It.
You can get in.
Sorry about that, little AJ. Sorry about that, little Shayla. I let the kids down. They make straight A's.
I know.
More importantly, you let yourself down, Al.
You let yourself down.
Oh, I didn't see that coming at all.
You
got so cocky.
Yeah,
the boss is like, I think Al is paying somebody to tell him.
Now you know. Now you know. I wouldn't pay. Nobody's paying me. I'm not paying anybody. Y'all know. I'm just a mere mortal.
Speaking of being mere mortal, yesterday, Big Al Mac, you did say you would need 2 to 3 weeks to get ready to pose for the calendar.
Yep. Well, so 2 to 3 weeks starting when? Because this morning he ordered us all buckets of McDonald's.
Yes, yeah, you're going to pose naked. Have you set a date yet?
Okay, one second. Next time I order McDonald's, save me one sausage, egg, and cheese burrito, okay? I know I ordered a little bit of everything for everybody.
Is he ranting?
But I just wanted one sausage, egg, and cheese burrito. I didn't specify that's what I wanted, but
there,
I really
there's
did.
The problem right there. You didn't specify.
You're ranting.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I said I needed 2 to 3.5 weeks to get ready for...
2, 3.5.
We have this audio. We need to play this back. He said
to get in stellar shape.
Sure.
To be naked for a naked photo shoot.
And I said, I probably wouldn't have a problem posing for some...
You said I'd do it.
Yeah, you said you would do it if you had 2 to 3 weeks.
It was your idea. You brought it up. It was your idea.
Jenna didn't say that. Kelly didn't say that. I didn't say that.
As long as I could cover up, you know, my...
Sure,
yeah. Fine, fine.
Artsy dude.
Artsy.
You could do a extreme cleanse and probably, you know, knock some weight off if that's really what you want to do.
Well...
It's not the healthiest choice, but in an emergency situation...
2 to 3 weeks.
I could probably do this. I just have one... small problem.
What?
What's your problem?
My girlfriend won't let me do it.
Excuse me, what?
My girlfriend won't let me do it.
Your girlfriend what?
I'm sorry, Al. Can you speak English and louder, please?
My girlfriend won't let me do it.
Your girlfriend won't let you do it?
Why?
My girlfriend won't let me do it.
We figured out what you're saying now. Yeah. You don't mumble anymore.
Oh, I will say
wait,
it for...
Won't let you?
Yeah.
Are you a grown man?
Yeah.
Who makes his own grown man choices?
Yes.
Why? If she won't let you. Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between won't let you and would not like you to do it. Does she doesn't want you to do it?
She don't want me to do it.
And she won't let you do it.
Well, what is the consequence for doing it?
I don't know. I didn't ask. She just said, I think.
Is she embarrassed?
What were her
I think
words?
It was something like, no, seriously, no, or something like that. No. No, you're not doing that.
Well, she's seen this glorious bod.
Yes.
Why is she keeping it all to herself?
Dr.
You need
girlfriend.
To share it across the world.
Sharing is caring.
Slash universe. So.
How are we supposed to teach the children to share and you don't let us share Big Al Mac with the world?
So I don't know what to do now other than not do it.
Cause I don't know.
Want me to do it.
You take this whip.
I think you should prepare.
You take it,
I should think you
back.
Should prepare like you're going to do it. You know?
Uh-huh. I'll think about that. I was like,
why would she be mad if you're going to get in shape? That seems like a reason she would like that, right?
I think it's the naked posing thing that she doesn't like, right?
Yeah, I guess the part of it that she's not.
Well, just get in shape and say we can talk about it later.
I wouldn't want my man to do it either, but the point is you brought it up.
I did.
It's all your idea.
I did.
Oh, I'd be fine with it.
That's Big Al Mac.
Well, if you're going to be covered and you're a radio personality and it's funny, it's fun.
We're not going to show your goodness. We're just going to show part of it.
I know. And I know, I know. I went back, I talked to production.
Okay.
They have this huge black box that they're going to put over the
average size box.
Did you
box,
show her sample poses? Maybe she would feel differently if she knew how you were going to pose.
No, I didn't. What do y'all think about this?
I like that.
All right.
That's sexy.
Less constipated.
Why? What?
Less constipated face.
Trying to get him to do it.
What about this?
What about the backside?
Oh, that's beautiful.
What about the backside,
Al? Oh, the bend over look through?
No. Just full backside.
Oh.
Just full butt,
arms,
like Kim Kardashian.
Like wingspan kind of pose.
Yeah, like in front of a window.
Yes, yeah.
You should do that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, I'm going to run it.
And then you can work on the backside, yeah.
I'll run those by her. See.
Yeah, run those poses by her.
Again, my girlfriend won't let me do it, is what Big Al Mac said.
Yeah. Didn't
there's
go over.
That.
Maybe we could.
I wouldn't be thrilled either. I wouldn't want my boyfriend doing it.
Oh, you know, like when you're a kid and you have to have your friend ask your mom for permission? Do you want me to ask her if you could do it?
Sure.
Oh, let's call her. Please, get Big Al pose naked.
Hey, we got this Taylor Swift trip to give away here, sending you to the 1989 World Tour. Hopefully you kept track of all the clues. I heard we're not sending you to Miami. That's what I heard this morning.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. We will take your guesses and be sending you to the 1989 World Tour featuring Taylor Swift and who knows what celebrity will show up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Where in the world is Taylor Swift?
Don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. You live like that,
You live with ghosts. Hey, all you have to do is listen to the show every day this week and get the clues.
I'm excited.
Now we know. Where in the world is Taylor Swift? Hopefully you know, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take callers until we get a winner. And if we don't get a winner until like 5 p.m., we'll be at home, but we'll still send you.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta go. We can't. Yeah. We don't get overtime.
I'm not staying that long.
We're not allowed to get overtime.
Okay.
It's difficult right now.
They make us clock out before 40 hours.
Yeah. Just a few text messages while we wait for our Taylor Swift peeps to call in.
All right. You can text us at 800-543-3548.
Yeah. Here's one.
Okay.
No name, but Kid Nation says, I knew Al would find a way to back out. Referencing that he says his girlfriend won't let him take naked pictures.
This was 100% her, man.
Yeah, if there's one thing about Al, Al would do that.
I'm telling you what God loves. I'm telling you. I would do it hesitantly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you would do it.
But I would do
it. Al's done. Yeah, Al doesn't mind getting naked.
He's done it before.
And honestly, I was looking forward to the getting in shape part.
But you can still do that.
I still might do that.
Yeah, just because you're not going to end up getting naked, you can't get in shape.
It might just be me, but I think Jenna's a bit too excited about Big Al being naked.
You're absolutely right. I'm so excited.
That is true, Jenna.
I can't even handle it. I want it now.
Jenna's so excited. This one's from Jacoby.
Shut up.
JC, get off your high horse.
Yeah.
You know Kenzie has you whipped. True. Al, you got a good one. Don't risk it for a few laughs and giggles. First of all, my horse does not smoke pot. Oh. So, Jacoby.
And it's a mini horse.
How dare you say my
horsey joke.
How dare you say my horse is high.
Yeah.
Any text messages from the girlfriend during the break?
No. She doesn't listen to the show, dude. I mean, she's a word.
So she won't know you did it.
She'll know that.
No, we won't say anything. It'll be a secret.
Yeah, right.
And why did you tell her you were doing it?
I was just it was just conversation. It wasn't even like I was
I'm
going to
get naked for work.
Yeah, I was like, we were talking about Justin Bieber's naked pictures and blah, blah, blah. It was just conversation, but she goes, no. Seriously. I was, like I said, I was talking to like two buddies and her at the same time, just telling about what we did at work today. Yesterday. By the way, I'm going to do the same kind of pictures in 3 weeks, but I'm going to hide my... She goes, no.
But we started the hashtag nudies for kids.
That's right. It was going to be a kid.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Anyone that is against this is against children.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you tell her we were going to raise money for kids?
I forgot about that.
I failed to mention that little caveat.
The charitable angle.
That'll probably turn her right around.
Yeah. We're going to have the calendar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
6 month calendar.
6 months.
It's going to be epic, Al.
I know.
You're going to be able to buy it at the kiosk at the mall with the cat calendars. So when are you going to ask her again?
You could pose with Curtis, and it could be, and then that way Curtis could cover
naked
the part.
Posing with your dog. That's wrong.
That was my dream.
No, I can't do that.
How about this one from the text message? They say, Al, how about you tell her that you won't do it if she doesn't move.
Well, she kind of has
to. Yeah, she got
to
move.
That's how you get into doing it.
It's for work.
This
is for work.
Every once in a while, there's something, some great idea. We should do this Monday. There's a great idea that guys have. Not that this was a great idea, but a great idea that a guy has, but it gets DQ'd.
His woman always shoots it down.
DQ'd by the woman.
And see, that's the problem. It's like a woman's supposed to support her man in his dreams. That's what we're all taught. Men need to be supported.
Right,
when
right.
Your husband comes home with this harebrained idea,
yeah,
and you know it's stupid, but if you don't support it 100%, you're not a supportive wife.
Right.
You don't support me in my dreams.
Right.
We'll do that. So you're kind of stuck as a woman sometimes.
Yeah, like he wants to take the money and start a business.
Right.
Or build a deck himself or something.
Whatever.
That
you're supposed to support us.
You have to be the supportive
wife. Can't you choose your battles, though?
Has a great idea. Oh, we're going to buy this old car and fix it up, and it's going to be awesome, and we're going to cruise around and be in car shows.
Yeah.
Woman says, no.
Yeah.
Don't even think about that.
You know, honestly, I don't think my wife has ever said, you're not allowed to do it.
Yes, she has.
But she's told me I don't like that, or I would prefer you not to do it. I don't think she ever has put it like when I wanted to go skydiving,
mm-hmm.
She could have said, no, you're not allowed to do it. But she said, I'd rather you not do it.
How about the whole moving thing?
the moving to the suburbs.
Yep.
She says she'd rather not do it.
But she will follow you.
But she'll follow me,
of course. She's following from San Diego.
Of course she will.
She followed me from San Diego to here. Of course, that's a little different now.
She doesn't want it, though.
She's got two kids.
Oh, she'll want it when we see the cool schools. Such cool schools.
So sexy.
What?
Your wife wants to move to the place that's cool schools.
That's where all the cool kids
that's
are.
That's hot.
Yeah. She's not down. She was like, Jenna, please. Please do something. Please tell him. Please tell him it's not cool.
I'm telling you, I love being up in the suburbs.
I do too.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. It's a different way of life. You have different sets of friends.
Yeah. I don't think it's the end of the world either.
She thinks she's giving up sexy to move to the suburbs. That's what she's thinking.
You are, kind
you
of.
You are.
I mean, I lived where Kelly used to live, and to me, that was the suburb because it wasn't like down in the heart of where things are happening.
Where JC lives now, to me, I consider the suburb.
Yeah, it is. That's where I live.
That's where I live. And so I'd look out my window, and I'd see women jogging with their baby carriage in front of them.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. But that wasn't for me. That's why I had to move back.
But the thing is, JC does have that kind of life. Like, for me, I can go to a hockey game last night because I live right there. And if I lived in the suburbs, there's no way I'd be going. But I don't have kids.
Right. I can still go places if I'm in the burbs.
Yeah, right.
Get a couple hours.
I'm going to shake it off. Hey, happy wife, happy life. That's what they say, right, Al?
Amen, brother.
You do it right.
All right, here we go. We are taking guesses. My throat just closed up on me. We're taking guesses until we get a winner.
Where in the world is Taylor Swift?
All right, let's go. Let's go with the first caller of the day.
All right.
Brooke Weber, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
You got in. Now I'm.
Oh my God.
Hey, you calm down. Calm down. Brooke.
Don't tell her what to do.
Calm down.
Fine.
No, I wanted her to be calm, cool, collected.
You have to cue me because I don't even know where it is.
This is your one chance to go to the 1989 World Tour and check out Taylor Swift. Okay, Brooke. I don't want you to blow it. Have you been keeping track of the clues?
Okay.
Have you been keeping track?
Did you keep track?
Yes.
So you know all the places Taylor Swift is not going to be.
Yes.
Okay.
And you check the tour schedule to see all of the possibilities.
All right. All right. Let's see.
Brooke.
Okay, so my guess.
Where in the world is Taylor Swift?
Okay, Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. That's one of the seven concerts left on the tour between Monday and Halloween. Mm-hmm. Not going to be in Fargo or Lexington or Miami or Greensboro.
What's the answer,
Dallas,
JC? Come on.
Brooke. You're going to the 1989 World Tour in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
You better pack your bags. You're going October 27th.
Can you get out of school?
Okay.
It's a Tuesday night, so make sure you get the next day off.
Okay.
Brooke, who's screaming in the background?
Is that Mom?
My mom's here.
Okay, we need to talk to your mom because
we're talking to Brooke.
Somebody's going to go with her, right?
Yeah, Mom's going to go with her. We're talking to Brooke. Are you crying
right
now?
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hey, Mom's excited too. What's up, baby?
Yeah, she's crying.
Aww. Is she really crying?
Yes. Aww.
Happy tears.
She is such a fan. Oh my God.
Is she wearing her Taylor Swift? Is she wearing her Taylor Swift shirt right now?
Oh yes. Oh yes. That is her idol. You have no idea.
Well, that's so exciting. Well, it's a Tuesday night, right? So they'll let her out of school.
No, she'll be fine.
You get a permission for that, right?
Oh, yes.
It's a
once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Exactly. You'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll get you all set up with a hotel and all that, too, Mama.
Awesome.
Can you have Brooke scream, I'm going to Taylor Swift?
Come here, Brooke. They want you to scream, I'm going to Taylor Swift. I'm going to Taylor Swift!
Yes, you are!
Congratulations,
way to go, Brooke and Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Brooke, thank you so much for listening to the show and getting all the clues all week long. You did it.
Thank you so much.
Let us know how it is.
I don't think Brooke's going to school today.
She's
too excited.
Ooh.
Are you breathing,
Brooke? Probably late for school as it is.
Yeah, she's good. All right, Brooke, you go to school because you're going to be missing school. All right, there she goes. Hold on for us.
Wonder who will come out on stage with her in Atlanta.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I'm telling you. You got Usher. You got T.I.
Lil Wayne, probably. Yeah. He hangs out in Atlanta all the time.
Oh, man. So many possibilities.
Right. So rappers.
Justin Bieber always hangs out in Atlanta.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, Portia might hang
out
there.
You never know.
Millie Jackson could join her.
She's brought out actors and stuff, too.
Highly doubt Millie Jackson will make an appearance at Taylor Swift concert, Big Al. Highly doubt that.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Meet the
home.
Beat the bang.
Come on.
I get so excited when he nails it. Doing dances.
Wow. Is that the snake?
Yeah, that's the snake.
Getting in shape, Kelly. Starting right now.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
You're going to pull something.
3 weeks away from Naked Al.
Oh, I got a little dizzy.
Rebecca Blanco, congratulations. You are caller number 27.
Rebecca. What's up, Rebecca?
Hi.
Hi.
Don't be nervous, baby. Speak up.
I'm sorry, I am.
Are you going to have trouble saying the word stop?
No, I shouldn't.
Okay.
No,
you shouldn't. Okay.
Great.
Good. Tell us about yourself. Yeah, let's get to know you.
I'm 28. I'm a mom of one, of an 8-year-old daughter. That's pretty much it.
That's my story.
That's your story.
Well, we have a lot in common except for the 28 part.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelly's 29.
Just go with it, Kelly.
Kelly's got you by 1 year.
I don't want to say that I want to go 29 because my birthday's this month, so I'm going to be 29.
Oh, this is going to be an early birthday present for you, hopefully. Kelly, since you guys have so much in common, please tell her how to play Beat the Bank.
All right, so you're going to open the vault, and the banker's going to start calling out dollar amounts. And when you feel it in your gut that the vault is getting ready to slam shut, you yell stop before the door closes, and you get the last dollar amount announced. But even if it goes all the way up to $1,000, you still have to yell stop.
Mm-hmm.
And if it shuts before you yell stop, you get nothing.
Oh, we don't want that for you, Rebecca.
Neither do I.
All right,
Rebecca.
Take a deep breath.
All right.
It's going to be all right.
Now you're ready to play.
Yes, I'm ready.
Beat the bank!
$70.
Oh.
$120. $180. $240. $440. $500. $530. $570. $620.
Stop.
Oh! I like that. I think it's safe.
Rebecca couldn't take it anymore. Neither could we.
What was that? $600?
$620, Rebecca.
$620, Rebecca.
Rebecca Blanco.
That's awesome. And Al was muttering the whole time.
It's going all the way.
Yeah, Al says it's going to go all the way.
Well, let's see.
Let's see if Al is still off with his feelings.
$650.
Okay, not bad.
$680. $710.
Oh! You were wrong, Al.
Now, you need to keep your mouth shut from now on.
Rebecca, you were right.
You were right.
Yay, very right.
Do the opposite of what I say. Maybe I'm starting something new.
Yeah, Mr. Opposite Man.
The opposite.
Rebecca, what are you going to do with the $620?
Well, my boyfriend's in the hospital right now, so that's going to kind of go to paying bills and making sure we have money for stuff that we need while he's out of work.
Okay. Did he get hurt or something?
He has an infection on his foot, so he has to be out for almost about a month.
Oh, man. Yeah, hopefully the $620 helps you guys out since he's out from work.
Or you can go party while he's in the hospital.
Ow, Mac. Jeez.
Oh, no. My party days are over once I had my daughter.
There you go. That's a good mommy right there. Rebecca, you hold on for us and hopefully... What's your boyfriend's name?
Robert,
you get better, buddy.
Feel better, Robert.
You're in the hospital, my man. Hold on for us, Rebecca. We'll get you all set up. Yeah, man. Peace. Sometimes things go down.
Yeah.
And then Beat the Bank helps you out with that right there.
All right. You're the only one. It's your time.
Oh, yes. Gonna be around. Feeling good. Rebecca just won $620. And then we got a feel-good artist coming in the studio.
Yeah.
We chatted with Leon Bridges a couple days ago. Everybody's falling in love with this guy, including Emma Watson, who tweeted about him and saying that she listens to him every day before going to work. Makes her feel good. We'll get to know Leon Bridges, where he came from, what he's about to do, and why you should listen to his music next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're over here in the Metro PCS Music Lounge. Big Al Mac has already let us know that his pants are ripped.
Yes.
And for that, we apologize.
In the most unfortunate area.
He's that excited about the guest we have in here today.
He's so excited his pants ripped.
I'm coming home.
Now, if you haven't heard of him or seen him, you will eventually, because Jimmy Fallon is a huge fan of his. He was talking nonstop on his show, on The Tonight Show, about Leon Bridges, who's in the studio with us right now.
Yay!
What's up, man?
Leon, they say that you sound the way you look. And you have a retro look, and you really do. Were you surprised when you started getting all this attention because you are so retro?
Definitely. I mean,
when we release Coming Home on SoundCloud and to see the response to it, I mean, and all the comparisons, I was just like, oh, wow. I mean, it totally, like, shocked me.
Did you grow up listening to this style of music? Is that where you got your love for it?
I was introduced to soul music because of my father hearing, like, Stevie Wonder and Otis Redding, and really, like, started to listen to it, like, when I saw the Remember the Titans movie. But
yeah.
When I was growing up, I was really into, like, a lot of modern R&B, you know, like Ginuwine and Usher and 112.
Yeah, I read that the first open mic you did, you actually sang kind of that style over beats on your iPhone.
Yeah, it's crazy. I would go in there and I'd, you know, hook up my iPhone to the PA and I'd sing over a beat. And this, I was still playing guitar at the time, but yeah. I wasn't confident in it.
That's not the place where you were actually bussing tables, though, is it?
Nah.
Were you the singing dishwasher?
Yeah, well, oh yeah, we was all up in the back singing. He's singing.
That is
we so still getting cool. work done.
You know, a lot of bands and artists, they spend years in the van going all across the country, across the world. But this has been, I mean, real overnight kind of for you, right?
Definitely. I mean, this time last year, I was still washing dishes.
really? But, a year ago, you were not doing this. You
not
were...
at all. Yeah, we had recorded, we actually had recorded Coming Home by then. But Austin Jenkins and they went on tour. It was with White Denim,
uh-huh.
And so I was just chilling at home.
Like, I want to go.
Well, yeah, I know. I was like, I saw this tour schedule. I was like, I want to do that. I want to do that.
I want to go on tour.
What was your break? Yeah. What was the moment for you?
Definitely when we released Coming Home on SoundCloud, and Gorilla Versus Bear picked it up, and they posted it on their blog, and.
Just kind of exploded from there. Well,
when did you quit the, I'm assuming, $9 an hour bus dishwashing job?
Yeah, I quit in November.
November.
November, got your record deal in December.
Yeah.
That's crazy. A great story.
It really, no, it really is. This is what you want to do. This is what musicians expect to do. You want to do your music and work in this job where you're still around people and then break it. Exactly. Have you had any, who's the like biggest celeb that has told you they love your music?
Oh, man.
You already mentioned Jimmy Fallon.
I know Jimmy
right?
Fallon said it.
It's crazy, you know, that, you know, I was able to meet Macklemore and,
yeah.
you know, do some stuff with him. And, you know, it's crazy seeing my dreams come true. I never thought it'd happen.
So you worked with Macklemore. You guys have something?
Yes.
I totally do see you working with him.
He's like one of the coolest dudes. He's like one of my favorite people. It's funny when I posted about it, people were like, no. But we did something really cool. I didn't have to compromise. No. You know?
Why?
That's not encouraging. I read that you said that you're shy, and I caught myself listening to your first weekend of ACL this weekend in my car. I got to hear the whole live performance, hey. Which was super cool. And it sounded like a big crowd. Was it the biggest crowd you've played for?
Man, when we played Outside Lands in San Fran, that was the biggest one. But that was that crowd at ACL was pretty huge. That was a huge one.
So when you're shy and you're kind of new to this and you have that kind of reaction, that kind of crowd, what do you do to just play it off when you're up there on stage? What do you think about?
Just smile.
Just smile. You run into Drake when you were at ACL?
I didn't. I wish that.
Because you can go about, like, you're allowed to go around backstage, right? You're allowed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, yeah. You have
get out of here.
Pass?
Who are you?
He has the artist pass.
Yeah, no, wow. They probably wouldn't know who I was, so yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to go back there. Who are you?
I bet you Drake probably know who you are. He probably has heard your song.
He will.
Is it weird, though, that you can go everywhere? You're like, oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to be here. Like, last year, you couldn't. Now you
yeah.
can.
Yeah, I'm still, like, you know, just chill about it. And it's like, can I go backstage and meet him?
You know. You got high school friends hitting you up that you haven't heard from in a while?
No, not really. I mean, they all know what I'm doing. It's funny. I saw a guy, one of my old friends, and he didn't even know that
you were singing.
That you were singing.
That I'm you know doing it on this level. He says, "How's it going? How's the music going?" Like, good. It's good.
What's going all right? I'm still struggling.
Okay, two questions. I heard that you recorded at least part of your album, like with a lot of equipment that was pre 1950,
yeah. 50, yeah, all 60, the whole album.
The whole album.
I mean, all vintage equipment recorded all live. It was a really dope experience.
And it worked fine because the old stuff usually breaks down, nothing broke.
Yeah, it did. I think it did. I don't know anything behind it. I mean, but yeah, we everything worked out fine.
Leon, we're gonna have to do the whole album again.
Again.
We're gonna have to do, you know, we kind of lost.
And my second question is, if I had booked you last year to play at my bar, what would I've had to pay for you to come and perform at my bar last year?
I mean, it would have been free show.
Free. Can I get now? I meant to call you. And I got a little tied up. So I was wondering if we could do that maybe this week on the way to Austin.
Yeah, just swing by.
I mean, just holler at your boy. I'll come play in your backyard or something like that.
Okay. A lot has changed, Al.
The kitchen.
A lot has changed.
Dang it, I missed another one.
Your Instagram, by the way, is so cool. I know. At what point did you decide to make all of your photos black and white?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago. You know, I wanted, always really, you know, felt that, you know, aesthetic was important, you know, and so early on I wanted everything to look good. I wanted people to come to my show, and then they come to my Instagram and everything's just on point. You know?
Well, you've mentioned rap a couple of times. What would be your dream rap collaboration?
I know you worked with
Kendrick
Mac
Lamar
already.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
I got to talk to him for a little second, and I know what's going to happen. So Kendrick, if you're hearing me, let's do it, man.
In fact, anybody in the hip hop community, Leon is ready.
I think you're going to have whoever you want coming soon.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope.
Have you gotten any word if you're going to be performing at award shows or anything like that yet?
Not yet.
It's a little early for award season, right?
They need to get on Leon now.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm waiting.
He has a gig at McKinney Avenue Tavern coming up.
Leon, do not take a step back.
Continue the trajectory you're on.
Gotta move forward.
Don't look back.
That's not even a step back. That's like jumping off the cliff backwards. You know?
Jeez.
You're my friend.
Tough crowd.
I gotta look out for Leon.
Tough crowd here.
Now, what's going to be the second single after Coming Home?
Ooh, I think Smooth Sailing the River.
Oh, that's weird because you're going to perform Smooth Sailing for us.
Yeah, man.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Wow. Would you mind playing that for us, Leon?
Don't mind at all.
Leon Bridges.
Over the horizon, she's smooth sailing these concrete seas. Now she's heading east down the boulevard. Should I like the way? Should I like the way? Yeah. You say your ship now, it may be your cargo. I won't weigh you down. No, honey, I won't weigh you down. Come on. Play that thing for you. I don't really know her destination, but I got a feeling I need to be her passenger now. Sugar, let me be your passenger. Should I like the way? Should I like the way? You say your ship now, and maybe your. Won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down. So smooth, pretty smooth, smooth sailing, yeah. Smooth, ooh, darling. Sweet, pretty baby. Won't you be my lady now? Uh-huh. Right. Sweet honey, darling. You know I'm calling. That's what I'm talking about. Sure. Should I like the way? Should I like the way? You say your ship now. Let me be your. I won't weigh you down. No, honey, I won't weigh you down. She's so pretty smooth. Smooth sailing, yeah, smooth, ooh, sugar, huh? Sweet pretty baby, won't you be my lady? Uh-huh, right? Sweet honey, darling, you know I'm calling. Let me tell you one more time. Said I like the way. Said I like the way. You say your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't wake it down. No, honey, I won't wake you down.
We vote for that one for the second
time. Yeah,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, Coming Home, the album, it came out already. Where can we purchase that? Where do you want it to be purchased?
Yeah, man. You can get it off of iTunes, Target, and Target. That iTunes and Target.
Would you ever want to parlay this into maybe acting?
Maybe.
You would do it, right?
I just want to be an extra. That's it.
He's really excited for you and everything that's about to happen.
You want to be on Empire? Is that your next question? Everybody's on Empire now.
It's not every day we get to see somebody who we see as blowing up.
Here's
the
next big question. Can JC have your phone number? I just went ahead and cut to the chase for you.
Thanks, Kelly.
You're
that's
welcome.
Not embarrassing at all. Well, Leon, dude, it's such a pleasure to have you in here, man. And we
thank you.
We wish you the best of
Absolutely.
Luck. I know you got ACL again coming up here.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we hitting up ACL. We did the first weekend. It was dope. We're going at it again. Rock it again.
Awesome.
Hey, can people sneak into your hotel room yet? No.
I mean, just direct all the beautiful honey sugar buns over there.
Coming up with an alias to book your hotel rooms under. Isn't that the funnest thing? Is coming up with these fake names.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I'm just going to go under my birth name that nobody knows.
Yeah, we do. Todd. Yeah. Dang.
You had to change it because of the other Todd.
I can't imagine why you would change that.
Got to change it up.
Just go by
Bridges.
Leon Bridges. The ladies man.
Yeah.
Everybody give it up for Leon Bridges.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.